Moncrief on News Talk.
Do you keep books in your toilet? And if you do, what are they? Are they just thrown there, or have they been carefully chosen to project something about yourself? Should they be in there at all? The interior designer Avril Allan Murphy joins us now. Good afternoon, Avril.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Now, apparently, we're talking about this because they did this poll in the UK, and apparently Prince Harry's memoir is the number one book for reading in the toilet.
I hear that.
I don't know what that says about people in the UK as to...
don't know. Maybe they're using it for toilet paper.
Maybe they are. Maybe they all have wide-scale, kind of intestinal problems where it takes them a while to get things going. So
Who knows? They need more roughage
in their diet. From a design point of view, is it something you'd recommend?
No. Everybody knows that I have an opinion on everything, and books in the toilet, no thanks. Maybe have a floating shelf with maximum three books on it. But I would think that if you want to create a library effect in your toilet, maybe put in some wallpaper with the library. You know, that book wallpaper looks like shelves, books on a shelf. Maybe put the wallpaper in, because it'll be a lot more hygienic than putting in a shelf with books on it.
Because especially if it's, especially if it's a bathroom with a shower in there and stuff. Pretty it's quick genius. Time that the books become kind of soggy and bend out of shape, and it's kind of disgusting. In the other parts of the home, did bookshelves kind of go out of fashion and come back in again?
Well, I suppose, look, the basis of a bookshelf and the reason it would have been designed is as a storage unit. So to bring it right back to basics, that's what it should be used for. And about maybe 2-3 years ago, the trend bookshelf wealth became a big interior design trend. And that would have come probably from New York, from the apartments, and also from working from home and from people calling you on Zoom. And people wanted to give the idea of the perfect home when they were on Zoom calls from home.
Right.
And this bookshelf wealth came in. And that's when people started to recurating their bookshelves to make it look like they had a great life and maybe a good history as well, you know, good travels, antiques, maybe a musical instrument. But at the same time, I would feel that when you're doing a shelf in your home, you know, the way you design it and the way you put your books onto it, it says a lot about you. So for me, it has to be used as a bookshelf, maybe for a few objects to art. But not in the toilet.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll leave the toilet aside. But if you, bookshelf wealth, that doesn't mean, oh, look, he's read all the Russian classics kind of thing.
It could do, because if that's the impression you're trying to give people, then that's the kind of book you're going to put on the shelf. Personally, I think that books should be used. And if they're not used, all they're doing is gathering dust. And for me, that's sort of negative energy in a corner. So a bookshelf should really be constantly changing. So that it's a continuous journey. Old books go out and new books come in. That would be where I would come from an interior design point of view.
Okay, and the books themselves on the shelf, should they be uniform in size? Should you take those things into account at all?
I think so. But some people would like them in categories. Other people would. It's very personal. I guess a bookshelf is really... as is everybody's interior, it has to be personal to you. So I recently went into my husband's study and I color-coded them because that appeals to me. And also because I read color before I would read words. So I go into the study and I can see where the book with the blue binding is. I know exactly where it is because it's color coordinated. He can't find anything because he would have them categorized. So that's how he would like to do his library. So it has to be a very personal thing. At the same time, if you just throw the books onto the bookshelf, and that's what it looks like, books being thrown onto a bookshelf.
Yeah.
It is really nice to arrange them upright and then maybe to have all of them, the labels reading from the bookshelf up, and then maybe have a couple of them lying flat to work as bookends. And just to put a small amount of thought into it. The other thing is, again, as I say, it should be a continuous changing thing because you're going to be dusting it, maybe taking the books off and putting the books back. And that's how they should actually work as a moving storage unit in the room.
Yeah. So but if you have like a rake of books and you know they're crammed into every available bit of space you have, what does that say about you as a human being?
Well, some people like... Well, now you're asking me about the psychology, what's going on inside their heads. Some people actually really like that. They need that for comfort. They want stacks of books beside their sofa. They need to for their lives to feel full by having full bookshelves. I still personally would see them as utilitarian. They need to, it's a function. So as well as creating something nice for your eye to look at, it should be also, you know, well curated.
Yeah.
You know, and I get slightly, and certainly from high to low, that would be to make it easy on the eye. I would like to see them stacked in there from high to low and not sort of higgledy piggledy.
Yeah. Because I
suppose, and it's like anything, if you go away, for instance, go on your holidays for 2 weeks and you come back to your house and the first thing you see is dirty fingerprints around the light switch. Now, maybe not in your house, Sean, but in most people's houses, you see dirty fingerprints. Now, you didn't see those dirty fingerprints before you went on holidays because your eye just gets so used to seeing what's in the room. It doesn't see it, you know, with fresh eyes. So a really good idea, if you want to know what your bookshelf looks like, is maybe take a photograph and reverse the photograph, like flip it over so you're looking at it with fresh eyes. Then you'll actually see what it looks like for somebody else to walk into the room and look at it.
Yeah.
Or leave the place for a while. And then when you come back in, have a look at it with fresh eyes. Because really only somebody else will be able to come into your house and tell you what it looks like. Because your eye, as soon as you've sort of seen it and it's registered in your brain, you're not going to reread that.
No, absolutely. One of our listeners, Avril, says, I know a woman who keeps a guest book in the toilet.
So how long? Like, really?
I don't know. People give reviews of it. That's bizarre.
I had a great joke book actually years ago in our first apartment. It was tied to the toilet roll holder, yeah. And it was a Kenny Everett joke book. And it was the funniest book. There was always a new little joke to read in it. And on the back cover, somebody had said they couldn't put it down. And then Winnie the Pooh said he couldn't pick it up. And
yes.
I think that was one of Kevin his best joke. But that went out when we moved, I'm afraid. It had to go.
Avril, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Avril Allen Murphy there, the interior designer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.